Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. The word blessed is a blessed problem, and it carries a meaning of one who will enjoy happiness, and it is the bringing of pleasure and good fortune. First of all, to be blessed means to be blessed by the God of Israel, and the entire biblical story focuses in on the watchful eyes of God over his people. On this one word, the entire passage stands, and from this word, the whole list hangs. Getting this word right means that the rest will fall into place. But if you get it wrong, the whole thing falls apart. We need to drill down in order to get it right. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's a show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. It's been almost 3 long months since we last brought any messages to you, and I must tell you that there has been both personal and professional travel. There's been work-related issues, schoolwork, and most recently a trip to the Holy Land that has given strength to this ministry even more than what it has. And with that, although it's been very busy, it's been exciting at the same time. And I have nothing but praises to give to God, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing me to witness those things. Blessedness describes a future event, and for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, who love God and His will, they will be filled. Instead of focusing on food or physical substance, they hunger and thirst for the goodness that comes along with a love for Him and for others. There are thoughts of Abraham, who abandoned his home to strike out for God's land even though he did not know where it would lead him. Moses, who learned the hard way to be devoted to God, and Samson, whose erratic life in the end caused him to have a yearning for God's will. The apostles, Peter, Paul, and John, each of whom left a life in order to follow God's way and will. To have a starving spirit is a real hunger and thirst for the salvation of the soul, and it is a starving and a parched soul that craves after righteousness. It's a craving for the entire thing and not just enough to make you feel comfortable. However, Christ does not say, "Blessed are the righteous," because there is no one righteous. He says, "Blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness." The question that we must all ask ourselves is this: how much am I seeking after righteousness? Am I willing to give it all my all in order to receive? And am I satisfied with just a little bit? Or do I want more? The thought is this: many just want bits and pieces, just enough to get by, and they call upon the name of God only when it's fitting for them. Otherwise, they will live their lives far from Him. The era of loose living is what allows a person to go in and out and do whatever he desires, and he feels secure and comfortable in what he perceives to be faith in Christ. To those who pursue righteousness, Jesus promises they will be filled, and the word filled means to be bloated or filled to overflowing. The metaphor expresses absolute and utter satisfaction, and they will find a kingdom society where love, peace, justice, and holiness shapes the entirety of creation. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. One love, 5 minutes.